You're tuned to EMR, broadcasting to Europe from Europe in the 48-meter shortwave band. The team of EMR are always striving to bring you the very best that radio will give. This is EMR, broadcasting to Europe, the sound of free radio. With really good music coming from our aerial. If you love radio, if you love free radio, then you must love EMR. Here at EMR, we really care about what you think. If you'd like to drop us a line, our mailing address is EMR, that's EMR, at Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. That's EMR, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. You're listening to the sound of EMR, the sound of free radio in Europe.
Roger Tate.
And what an interesting program. Really nice. This is Roger Tate in the mailbox studio, looking through some of the many, many, many letters we've received as a result of last month's transmission. And truly, I think it must have been an all-time record for the mailbox program, because I'm told we had more than 70 letters. And it means that we're going to have to cut the customary number of records down a bit and feature a few instrumentals to try and fit all the records in. But before we start the program proper, a reminder of our mailing address. It's EMR, that's EMR, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. That's EMR, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. And if you'd like to participate in the programme, just drop us a line. And who knows, it could be your letter we're reading out next month. Well, our last broadcast was on the 18th of December 1977. And the first letter in front of me comes to me from a town in Loma in Sweden. It comes from Per Ola Hugland. He gives us a SINPO rating of 34232. And his receiver is a Kenwood receiver. It's a QR666 and it's made in 1974. I think mine is a bit of an antique by comparison with that. It was made in 1939 and is a Marconi CR100. Really ancient receiver. From Sweden, we moved to Belgium, and a Christmas card which arrived a little bit late. Comes to us from Patrick Van Hamel, and he arrives to us from a place called Genk Waterschie. He wishes us good DX in 1978, whatever that might mean, and thanks us very much for information which I think we have sent him in the past. He hopes we'll send him another QSL card and a sticker all about the which will tell him all about the station. He also wants to know all about our transmitters. Well, we broadcast with a power of 50 watts DC input and transmit into a half-wave dipole. From Belgium to the West Midlands of England, and Mr. J. Hackett, who writes to us from Coventry. He owns a Grundig Satellite 2100 receiver with only 3 feet of wire attached to it. Which can't be bad, really. It gives us good reception at his location. Now to the German Democratic Republic. And a letter from Frank Rainer Simke. He gives us a SINPO of 22332. This is EMR. And continuing with some of the letters from Sweden, Per Bengtsson writes to us from Helsingborg in Sweden, wishes us a very good new year. And that's Happy New Year. Bon année. He's 14 years old and is using a Yaesu FRG7. Another guy with an FRG7. So young as well, and an outdoor antenna 50 metres long. He says sincere thanks for our programmes, and if the report is correct, which it is, could we send a QSL card? And here's a letter from a friend of mine in Örnsköldsvik in Sweden. It comes to us from Dick Gustafsson. And the best SINPO from Dick Gustafsson is SINPO 45544. He was using a Trio 9R59 DS receiver. And one of his friends, Peter Schervat, also in Örnsköldsvik, writes to us and correctly identified some of the many records that we played. Tells us all about Örnsköldsvik's Radio Club, which was formed in 1976 and has 24 members in all parts of Sweden. Peter is a student, and another friend of mine. I stayed with him for a short while and met him for a short while. Another one of my friends in Sweden also wrote in, and his name is Lars Söderström, who writes to us from Bredbyn. And I can pronounce the name of that town correctly, at least, seeing as I did stay nearby there in the summer. He was very annoyed because he has a friend by the name of Dick Gustafsson who received us far better than he did. And his SINPO rating was 23332. He's 20 years old, and some of his hobbies are electronic music, DXing, and guess what? Soul music.
Roger Tate.
Yes, it was Christopher Urberschauer who rides from Huxhiel in Western Germany. He gives us a SINPO of 44444. And I can't read your letter over the air, I'm afraid, because it's all in German. I think we'll have to pass it on to Rainer. Right, well, we're finally finishing the mailbox program with a record called Caroline from the Fortunes. It goes out from M. Richards of Amesbury to everyone on the Mi Amigo. And the last card on the program is from Mr. D. Mueller, who writes to us from Cologne. From Cologne, from Europe, from EMR, and from me, Roger Tate, thank you for listening to the Mailbox program. I'm sorry it's been so frantic, but we have had so many letters and cards to get through. Reminder finally then of that mailing address. It's EMR, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, not in England. Sound of Free Radio, European Music Radio. From me, goodbye until next month.
Roger Tate.